The defense has opened its case in the trial of a Dutch truck driver charged with manslaughter in connection with the deaths of 58 Chinese nationals aboard a ferry crossing from Belgium to Dover last June. Dutchman Perry Vacker told the court that he knew nothing of the human cargo, but admitted that he helped buy the truck that transported the migrants. From the trial in Maidstone, England, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
The details of the gruesome death the Chinese migrants suffered were only glancingly referred to as the Dutch defendant delivered his side of the story. The grisly facts, however, form the heart of the worst ever case of illegal migration in Britain. On the night of June 18th, 54 men and 4 women clawed at the sides of a sealed container of a truck as it crossed the English Channel. They wore all of their belongings on their back, some 5 layers of clothing, on what was one of the hottest days of the year. The odyssey that had taken them from their home in China's Fujian province, across Asia and on through Europe, ended before Britain. With the air vent closed shut, the truck turned into a tomb, and all but 2 of the migrants perished. What did driver Perry Vacker know about the events that caused an international furor? Among other things, prosecutors say the 33-year-old defendant from Rotterdam closed the vent to keep his cargo a secret. Vacker, appearing on the stand for the first time, leaned on the sides of the jury box dressed in a casual polo shirt. In perfect English, he told the jury of 9 women and 3 men that he had been unconcerned when customs officials stopped him at Dover. Vacker admitted that he was playing with sniffer dogs while customs officials uncovered the bodies that were heaped alongside crates of spilled tomatoes, the cargo meant to disguise the stowaways. He said he was speechless at his arrest within a half hour of landing. When he was charged with manslaughter, the unemotional Vacker said, "I had no words. It had a heavy impact." Vacker testified that he had a criminal record for burglary, stealing televisions, but nothing as serious as this. Vacker told the court he thought he was only carrying a consignment of tomatoes. He said he'd help load them, and even helped buy the truck. He testified that when he picked up the vehicle parked on a Rotterdam street, the back door of the container had already been sealed. Vacker's testimony revealed a friendship the jury may find key. Vacker was close to a man named Leo Nevin, another driver who had been caught smuggling Chinese nationals into Britain 2 months prior to the tragedy in June. The same man is now a defendant in a twin trial in Rotterdam, charging 8 other defendants with manslaughter in connection with the deaths of the 58 Chinese. Perry Vacker told the court he took the job because he wanted to marry his girlfriend and needed to show that he was employed. Hours before he embarked on the job, DNA tests show Vacker was present at the same warehouse where the Chinese had boarded the truck. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, at the trial in Maidstone, England.